Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a winter day, a team of biologists is tracking a hibernating black bear on Prince of Wales Island in southern southeast Alaska. They want to learn where black bears hibernate and what kind of dens they use. State wildlife biologist Boyd Porter gets a strong signal from a big standing tree indicating the bear is inside the trunk of the tree, but there's no way inside. After some scrutiny, they realize that the top of the tree has broken off in a storm, and the tree is hollow. The bear climbed up the tree and down inside the trunk and is hibernating peacefully inside. Porter and his crew handled 65 black bears during the four-year study. The bears were captured in the summer and equipped with radio collars and some with GPS collars. They documented 52 bear dens, and all of the dens were associated with trees, either hollow tree trunks, root wads, or cavities. Prince of Wales is famous for its limestone caves, but none of the 65 bears hibernated in natural caves. Dens are winter bedrooms. They're not year-round homes for bears. And they are used year after year and represent an important resource for the animals. Some dens could have been used for hundreds of years. Some of the most remarkable dens were high up in trees, and in all cases, the black bears brought in mouthfuls of vegetation, usually cedar or hemlock boughs, to create an insulated nest. They're nesters, said Porter. They bring in nesting materials as a buffer between them and the cold ground. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.